And just months ago, a taped threat thought to be from Osama bin Laden included Spain among countries that could be attacked at the appropriate time and place. Bin Laden's warning was contained in an audio tape in October that the U.S.'s Central Intelligence Agency determined was probably authentic. Other experts insist, however, that the ATAC connection can't be discarded. But what they all agree on is that the massive death toll from the Madrid train bombs has confirmed that the world is witnessing a shocking new era of terrorism, with attacks now orchestrated to kill hundreds of innocent civilians. A Briton released from the U.S.'s Guantanamo Bay prison camp has charged that he was beaten, humiliated, and interrogated for up to 12 hours at a time during 2 years' detention. In a newspaper interview headlined My Hell in Camp X-Ray, Jamal al-Harif said guards known as the Extreme Reaction Force waded into inmates in full riot gear, raining blows on them as punishment. In an interview published Friday in London's Daily Mirror, the 37-year-old British citizen said the water and food was foul at Guantanamo, and sometimes as punishment, water taps in the cells would be turned off so they couldn't wash themselves before prayers as their religion dictates. The newspaper said that he was regularly interrogated by FBI and CIA agents and later Britain's MI5 intelligence agency. Al-Harif, a convert to Islam, said they were only allowed a shower once a week at the beginning and none at all in solitary confinement. He said the whole point of Guantanamo was to get to you psychologically, and that the beatings were not nearly as bad as the psychological torture. The former detainee described the stay in an isolation unit known as ISO, where those accused of misbehaving were kept in solitary confinement with just a mat and towel. The newspaper also carried an account of what led to Al-Harif's arrest. The paper said Al-Harif went to Pakistan weeks after the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States to learn about Muslim culture. He was in Quetta, near the Afghan border, when U.S. bombings against the Taliban began. He paid a driver to take him to Turkey, but was stopped in Afghanistan by an armed gang believed to be Taliban, who accused him of being a spy after they saw his British passport and jailed him. After the Taliban fell, he stayed with the Red Cross in Kandahar, arranging to go home, but was picked up by the Americans, interrogated, and finally sent to Guantanamo Bay. Those are Radio Havana Cuba's top stories for this Friday, March 12th. Once again, RHC's headline. Two pro-Aristide protesters killed in Haiti as U.S. role in Caribbean nation increasingly being called another major foreign policy blunder or worse. From our studios in Havana, I'm Winston Wright.